This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It was about 3.5 years ago, October 2016. I had recently begun a new tenure in our new shul, Kehilas Avos Yisrael, and at the time, I felt that like I had a pretty heavy shiur workload. I was giving an Iyun shiur, I was giving Bekiah shiur, and Daf HaShavua was starting Masechta Be'ah, and I felt, figured to myself, you know, Gladstein, what's another blot a week? You could do another blot a week. And then I said, you know, maybe you're too busy, maybe it's too much, and I decided to go for it. And 3.5 years later, 180 blot later, it's the best decision I ever made. Because these 180 blot, we didn't just run through them. We did an amud one night, we did an amud another night. In our shul, we chazer together the whole blot on Shabbos. After each amud, we try to listen to the shir again. The next morning, we try to review it. And over the course of the week, we try to review the blot many, many, many times. And you know, when we review the blot so many times, I once heard from Rav Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, learning Torah is compared to bread, like lechem, lechu, lachmu belachmi. When you eat bread, the more you chew it, the more your saliva is engaged with the lechem, the sweeter the starches become. The more you review that blot, the sweeter it becomes. You can't depart from it. It's part of you. It's in your heart. It's coursing through your veins. So it's amazing. From one little decision that Baruch Hashem, we were zoicha to make 3.5 years ago, so we have a number of mesechtas, to some extent, under our belt. Mesechta Be'ah, Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, Mesechta Tainis, Mesechta Megillah, Mesechta Moed Katan, and now Chagiga, Baruch Hashem. And if you're listening, please consider a humble suggestion. Jump into Masechta Yevamos. It's not an easy Masechta, but it's going to become so sweet. You learn the Amud one night. That right after you learn it, you could quickly chazer it. You know, once you learn one Amud, you could chazer it in a few minutes that night or the next morning. And then you learn the other Amud, and you chazer it quickly the next morning. And then over Shabbos a few more times until that becomes part of you. And even better, the following Shabbos, review the week before's Amud. And using the Daf HaShavua program, it's really a very pragmatic and practical way to go through Shas. Not everybody is able to do the Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi is not meaningful to everybody. I have members of our Chabura that do the Daf Yomi, but get a special chizuk from doing Daf HaShavua. To me, the Daf HaShavua has made a significant impact on my Limud HaTorah. And Baruch Hashem, beforehand, I was learning something also. But with a small extra commitment, one could make a major, major difference in their life, in their Limud HaTorah, and Be'ezus Hashem, it will be a zechus and a source of shefa bracha v'hatzlacha for our mishpachas, for our communities, and for all of Klal Yisrael. So mazel tov to all the mesaimim of Masechta Chagiga, and jump in to Masechta Yevamos, Be'ezus Hashem. In only a few short years, we'll be through so many more mesechtas. B'siyata d'shmaya, bracha v'hatzlacha, mazel tov, mazel tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.